Well, okay, so it's not cold, and it's not wet, and we don't have frogs or locusts, but what do we have? Wind. Yeah, the manger just got blown over out there, so we can fix it. It's not like, you know, it's not like your house or something like that, but it's interesting to live in Florida, isn't it? It'll get you one way or the other. There's going to be something. And it's getting, it's bright outside, and it's going to be a lovely day. But right now, still a little windy. So I want to welcome all of you, particularly those that are guests and visitors. We're delighted you're here today for a very special day, because today we have a presentation of a musical cantata that is to celebrate the Christmas season. The choir has been working on this for months, and it's always something that really kind of thrills us. So we thank you all very much for all your tremendous work, and yep. And Babs and Tim have been working them to just like crazy to get them ready for today. So this is great. Yeah, yes, it's wonderful. Just a couple of announcements, really. After the service is over with, there is a fellowship time. They've prepared a meal for us over in the fellowship hall. So everyone is required to go and enjoy that time. Especially if you're a visitor, you may think, oh, well, he's just, no, I mean it. We want you to come over. We got plenty, and we'd love for you to be a part of that. There's some other activities listed on the back of the bulletin, session meeting tomorrow, and a few other things. Next Sunday, Christmas Eve. I know, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? We'll have a service in the morning that'll be a traditional church service, you know, what we normally do. But then that afternoon, there'll be a candlelight service. So, and they will be very different. So you're welcome to participate in both of those. And if you're traveling, which many of you have already told me you'll be leaving and going to spend time with family and in other locations, find a place to go on Christmas Eve. It is a magic moment of to experience the presence of God. And so I just doesn't feel right at Christmas time not to be together and singing Silent Night and holding a candle. So make that a priority if you can. Are there any other announcements that... Because I want to get right to this. No? All right. Well, let us begin our time of worship. Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
We come to worship the Savior born on Christmas Day.
We come to greet the promised one, the child of Mary.
We come to adore the King, born a servant in Bethlehem. Let us worship God.
Let us worship God.
When God's people were surrounded by hardship, suffering, and grief, Isaiah proclaimed, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit."
We come today as people who are also surrounded by suffering and grief. And yet, the Spirit hovers among us, tending and anointing, inspiring freedom where there is captivity, declaring blessing in places the world has cursed, and igniting fierce joy where mourning and heartache prevail.
We wait as the people who experience hardship and pain, yet we are called to witness to the persistent joy that sustains our life as God's people.
We light these candles as signs of our shocking hope, just peace, and fierce joy. May our lives shine with the fierce, tenacious joy of the light who lives in our hearts as we wait and work for the coming of God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
It's magic. Let us pray. Loving God, Emmanuel, we thank you for being with us, for sending your Son to walk with us and to lead us. As Christ Jesus was born of Mary, so may he be born in us and through us revealed to the world. Grant that the hope, the peace, the joy of which we have heard and spoken throughout Advent may be fully realized in us as we worship and serve you through them, him. This both now and forevermore. Amen. Let us take a moment to greet each other in the name of Jesus Christ. Did I miss something or did they just skip it?
It happens.
Okay, that's all right. I just wasn't sure what. I don't know.
Here we are. Here we are.
Yeah, you got this thing going. Good luck. Thank you for yesterday. That was wonderful.
Good stepping in.
I am like, oh.
That part we all missed.
But then I was like, he didn't say this, did he? No, that would be horrible. But. Hey, you doing okay? Merry Christmas to you as well. It's a beautiful day. I'm going to sit with you guys.
Okay.
Not in front of you, though. There we go. Is that okay?
Sustained God's chosen people as they awaited the promised Messiah. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. Thank you.
The endless despair of bondage enveloped the children of Israel for generations. Yet they held to the promise that God's chosen one would someday come to set them free, releasing them from the hopelessness of their long, dark night. And so they waited for the morning star to rise.
The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine you on, for the Lord will be your everlasting light. In accordance with the perfect plan of God, the time came for the Messiah to be born. The angel Gabriel was sent to a virgin named Mary, who was pledged to a man named Joseph. "Do not be afraid," the angel said, "for you have found favor with God. You will bear a child, and you are to name him Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High."
An angel also visited with Joseph in a dream in which he was told to take Mary as his wife. The angel said, "What is conceived in Mary is of the Holy Spirit."
All of this took place to fulfill the prophecies of old, for Mary and Joseph had been divinely chosen by God.
Chosen by God, you've been chosen. chosen by God. You've been chosen by God. The angel said unto me, he shall raise a son of the Most High God. He shall come to set his people free.
A royal decree was issued by Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of the entire Roman world. Everyone was to return to their own towns to register. So Joseph took Mary, to whom he was pledged, and they traveled to Bethlehem. While they were there, the time came for the child to be born. Mary wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, for there was no room for them in the inn.
This fulfilled the prophecy of Micah. But you, O Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come one who will be the ruler over Israel.
Still we see thee now, above thy deep and
There were shepherds out in the nearby Judean hillsides, keeping watch over their flocks. Suddenly, the dark night was split open as an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them. They were terrified.
But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord."
A great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and proclaiming, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth to all on whom his favor rests."
Where did he come from?
The baby in the manger.
Where did he come from?
Mary's baby born.
Where did he come from?
Sleeping in the manger. He come from the glory. Yes, he come from the glory. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
And I wonder who is that singing?
Singing out a story.
Who is that singing?
Angels tell the news.
Who is that singing?
When the angels had left the shepherds and returned to heaven, they said to one another, "We must go to Bethlehem to see this child and all that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they went with haste in search of the newborn Messiah. There they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby, who was lying in a manger, just as they had been told.
After they had seen the child, they joyously spread the word about what they had witnessed. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them.
Thank you.
promise had been fulfilled. The light of the world had come. The morning star had risen.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
In him was life, and that life was the light to all people. The light shines in the darkness. The true light that gives light to all people was coming into the world.
Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life."
I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star.
Jesus also said, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven."
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Bye.
Thank you. Please be seated. And at this time, we will gather together our tithes and offerings. I guess I have to do something here. Okay. Well, I put on the dress. I might as well do the work. So there you go. Thank you. Thank you. Before we go to God in prayer, are there any special requests for prayer? Let us turn our thoughts to God. Loving God, we anxiously await the birth of the Holy Child in our hearts. The moment draws closer and our hearts beat faster with anticipation. The waiting and the preparation will soon be over. Our expectations are high. But like Joseph, we're also timid and afraid. We don't know for sure how our lives will be changed with the coming of Emmanuel. We only know that if we truly seek to embrace the newborn babe, our lives will be forever changed. This holy child is the source of all joy and is our eternal hope. This holy child will bring light to the hidden corners of our lives. This holy child will touch us where we are wounded to bring healing and new life. This holy child will cause our hearts to leap in wonder and our souls to swell with love. So fill us this day with compassion for one another. We lift prayers for children bright with wonder, as well as for those children without food to eat or a place to lay their heads, for those who have lost a loved one and who face this holy season with only their memories. for servicemen and women and their families who are separated this Christmas, for those who were sick and lonely or broken in our midst, and for all people of the world struggling for life, livelihood, and a sense of purpose and justice. Help us to share the peace, hope, and love of the season. May the coming of the Holy Child inspire us to new ways of relating to one another as broken relationships are made whole once again. And so we wait. We wait still. We seek signs and reassurances that the gift of Emmanuel will come to us. We seek to be restored by your grace and in your love so that we might truly appreciate and accept this precious gift we are about to receive. God of the unexpected, surprise us once again with those moments of insight as we join our hearts and minds in joyful worship this day. Enable us to celebrate what has been, even as we venture forward to celebrate that which will be, as witnesses and participants in the birth of a new humanity. We pray, O come, Emmanuel. And hear us now as we join our voices together in the words that he gave to us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Would you please stand, and let's sing together. Seated. Oh boy. Tomorrow the session will receive a motion to buy two pianos. So we want more of that. That is great. Thank you so much for sharing this. One of the things that musicians do in church like this is that they're really not here to perform for you. They're here to share with you and to give of themselves. And so I think that's what we've received today. It's a gift from all of these musicians. They've spent their time and energy and efforts and given us their talents. And it's a wonderful blessing. But maybe it's the first Christmas present that you've gotten this year. And certainly is a very special one. So we thank you all very much. They are going to close with a benediction. So as soon as I quiet down, they will do that. And what is next? Fellowship over in the fellowship hall. So please come and enjoy that there. And I'll greet those of you who would like in the back of the sanctuary before we all go over there. Next Sunday, Christmas Eve. Tremendous amounts of music and carols and such. It's a wonderful time to be together. And as I said, if you can't be here for some reason, go someplace and share with a Christian family someplace the joys of Christmas on Christmas Eve. So receive now the benediction of our Lord Jesus Christ as he goes before you and follows after you and leads you along the way until at last we are all safely in his home. Amen.